Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are taking on something pretty critical, how we can actually use artificial intelligence for rapid learning.
Yeah, and importantly, doing it well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This isn't just about, you know, getting AI to do your homework. It's about understanding how to intentionally use this powerful tool to expand how you think and get complex knowledge delivered in a way that's healthy, safe, and frankly works for your brain.
Well, the why behind needing rapid focused learning is clearer than ever, isn't it? We're just drowning in information.
Hugely saturated.
Data's coming at you nonstop. And just the effort it takes to sift through the noise, the emotional headlines, and pull out usable knowledge you need for actual decisions.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Right.
An AI tool, ironically, while helpful, also add to that flood of data we're trying to manage.
So that's the tension we're exploring in this deep dive, how AI can adapt to your natural learning style, but also how it can be like a co-pilot guiding you through different levels of knowledge.
Moving beyond just memorizing things.
Yeah, moving towards real understanding and maybe, just maybe, towards wisdom without getting completely overwhelmed.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. How you naturally learn, even in school, we know people learn differently, but there's this ancient metaphor from Indian philosophy I find really insightful. It defines three learning styles using nature.
Oh yeah, that one's great.
Yeah.
It gives such fantastic clarity. It basically talks about learners being like a frog, a tortoise, or a river.
Okay.
And these aren't just like personality quizzes. They're really modes of inquiry, how you approach learning.
The frog.
Oh.
That sounds a bit scattered. Maybe that's me hopping around.
Huh, maybe. The frog is definitely the breath seeker.
Yeah.
Super curious, happy jumping from topic to topic, picking up lots of interesting, sometimes disconnected bits of information.
Right.
They love finding those connections between things. The tortoise, though, is the opposite, the depth seeker.
Okay.
Much more intentional. They want accuracy, depth. They'll stick with one topic, really dig in until they feel like they've mastered its complexities.
And the river. What's the river learner like?
The river is also focused on a single domain, sort of like the tortoise, but their approach is more evolutionary.
How so?
They let their understanding grow organically over time, like a river carving its path, right?
Wow.
It deepens, it broadens, it contextualizes itself constantly,
yeah.
Rather than aiming for one fixed point of, okay, I'm done mastering this.
Huh. That's interesting. So as a potential frog learner myself, AI seems like a huge advantage. I mean, trying to connect Roman tax law to crypto regulation manually, that used to take ages in libraries.
Exactly. AI is brilliant at that associative leap. For a frog, it massively speeds up synthesis.
Yeah.
You can ask an AI, find historical parallels for this modern trend, and boom, it pulls from politics, economics, sociology, and tries to weave it together.
Instantly.
That broad exploration frogs love is right there. Makes their learning way more efficient.
Okay, right. So understanding your style is step one. Let's shift gears now to the state of the knowledge itself, how we consume it, because there's definitely a hierarchy, and sometimes we get stuck pretty low down.
Yeah, the lowest rung and maybe the most concerning is what you could call dogmatic learning.
Dogmatic learning, okay.
It's basically learning based on a closed belief system. Some external authority just tells you what the knowledge is.
Like tuning into only one news channel, 24/7.
Precisely. It limits growth because questioning isn't encouraged. You get headlines, talking points, but not necessarily the context or nuance.
Now, here's the tricky bit. AI learns from human data, right? Which is often biased. So couldn't AI just end up reinforcing my existing dogma, maybe even building a super smart echo chamber just for me?
That's the absolute critical risk.
Yeah.
AI holds up a mirror, it reflects its training data, and increasingly it reflects your inputs and biases back at you.
So it learns what I like to hear.
It can, yes. So to break out of dogma using AI, you have to be the one to actively challenge your own comfort zone, your confirmation bias.
You have to push back.
You have to provide the friction. You need to prompt it specifically. Okay, now give me the strongest arguments against this view or analyze the motivations behind this claim.
So it takes some humility and a real conscious effort to look for the opposing view. If you just coast, AI will just make your bubble comfier.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Which kind of leads us to the next state, rote knowledge.
Ah, memorization.
Just memorizing facts, usually for some external reward.
Yeah.
We often link this to a fixed mindset, right?
Yeah, chasing the grade, the diploma.
Yeah.
The external validation instead of the internal drive. Rote learning might ace a test, but doesn't often stick or apply well in the real world.
It's fragile knowledge. And actually, AI makes rote memorization almost pointless now, which is great. It frees up brain space.
Yeah.
Why memorize all the state capitals when you can look it up instantly? that brain energy can shift towards the state we're actually aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding.
Understanding. Okay, this is the goal. Knowing something well enough to actually use it, apply it, maybe use it to reflect and improve things, this feels like the real turning point.
And this is where AI can be really powerful. It helps flatten that old hierarchy of knowledge.
What do you mean by flatten?
Well, before, you often needed an expert, a teacher, a mentor to guide you to deeper connections. Now, AI lets you ask really nuanced questions and see links between ideas that might have taken years of study.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Think about comparing, say, Alfred Adler's classic psychological tasks, love, friendship, work, to that vague modern phrase, work-life balance.
Okay.
AI can help you analyze why Adler's model is concrete and actionable, while work-life balance is often just a fuzzy platitude without a clear path.
Ah, I see. So the AI isn't just defining terms, it's helping you see which framework is actually more useful for thinking or acting.
Exactly. It helps build that practical connection.
So if understanding is about making those connections, how do we specifically use AI tools to force those deeper insights, not just get definitions?
Through advanced techniques, mostly driven by how you prompt it. We're talking about large language models, LLMs, the tech behind tools like ChatGPT.
Right.
And research shows that giving the LLM context, maybe even an identity, significantly improves the output quality.
You mean like telling it how to think, like explain this political mess as if you were a constitutional lawyer from the 1950s, or that famous one, think like Carl Jung explaining this dream.
Precisely that. It's called perspective learning. It lets you tackle a single problem using different mental models, different ways of thinking.
Okay.
And framing your questions well is key anyway, right? Miscommunication is a huge source of stress. LLMs, prompted well, can help bridge those gaps by preventing info through a lens you don't normally use.
That brings us to generative AI. This isn't just a fancy search engine. What does generative actually mean here?
Generative means it creates new content, text, images, diagrams, code, based on patterns from its training data.
So it's not just finding an existing article.
No, it's building a unique learning path for you right now. It can fold in details or fold out to broader context around whatever you're looking at. And critically, it can generate non-text things.
Like flowcharts?
Flowcharts, mind maps, conceptual diagrams, things that are essential for explaining really complex or abstract stuff where words alone just don't cut it.
So perspective learning gives you insights you might only get from experience. It's almost like tapping into a diverse group's wisdom without needing the actual group.
It simulates some aspects of that collective experience, yeah. It reminds me of ideas like dialogic learning or Paulo Freire's culture circles.
Culture circles.
Yeah, the idea is that knowledge exchanged in a flat structure, drawing on everyone's diverse experiences, enriches the information way beyond what a single expert could offer. AI can act as a sort of stand-in for those multiple perspectives when you don't have a group handy.
Okay, this is all building towards that highest state, the really tricky one, wisdom.
Right. Moral judgment, self-actualization, applying understanding ethically.
That sounds very human.
And that's exactly where we hit the current limits of artificial intelligence. AI has, let's call it, accumulated wisdom.
Accumulated wisdom.
It has book smarts about morality. It knows statistically which words or actions tend to follow others in human texts. What it lacks is experiential morality.
It doesn't feel the weight of those choices.
Exactly. It doesn't understand the meaning, the consequences, the ethics, in the embodied way a human does through lived experience.
So it can quote Lincoln on justice, but it hasn't lived through the struggle for it. It knows Aesop's fables, but hasn't felt the sting of being the foolish grasshopper.
Precisely. That theoretical next step, artificial general intelligence, or AGI, is the point where AI might achieve artificial wisdom by learning from its own experiences and moral reasoning. But we are not there.
Not even close, it seems.
So for now, human perspective, human experience, those remain the essential ingredients for true wisdom.
It's fascinating how older philosophies grappled with this, too. If you look at, say, Gnosticism or the Judeo-Christian story of the fall, knowledge itself creates a sort of crisis.
Yeah, the ego gets involved. Gaining knowledge leads to this dualism, choosing good or evil instead of maybe just acting in good faith before things got so complex.
Right.
And then you look at Buddhism, and the problem isn't knowledge per se, but the desire or the striving for it, which keeps you stuck in the material world and suffering.
Different ways of framing the challenge of knowing too much or wanting to know too much.
Exactly. These ancient models recognize that complexity can be paralyzing. They offer frameworks for managing it.
So bringing this back to learning effectively and maybe connecting with others, there's that spiritual concept, Christ consciousness, which describes this almost instantaneous ability to see where someone is coming from, understand their state, and say exactly the right thing to create a connection or a learning breakthrough.
It's like superpowered empathy combined with perfect timing and wording.
Right.
Empathy is the feeling, the understanding. Compassion is the action that follows. That ability to connect and communicate complex things simply and effectively. It's like a muscle, a neural pathway you can strengthen.
And AI can help exercise that muscle.
Perspective learning does, I think. By forcing you to rapidly adopt different viewpoints, maybe 10 different lenses, in 10 minutes, it trains your brain to be more flexible, more empathetic to other ways of seeing the world.
Okay, so let's zoom out. What's the core benefit of AI for the average person trying to learn today? It sounds like simplification and context are huge.
Absolutely huge. AI can take incredibly dense scientific or, you know, metaphysical concepts that might take months to unpack and give you the gist tailored to you almost instantly.
Like, explain quantum entanglement to me like I'm a busy parent trying to make dinner.
Exactly. It gives you those seeds of understanding without all the hype or the commercial spin that usually clouds complex information.
And by handling the mundane stuff too.
Yeah.
Whether it's simplifying that science paper or just figuring out the steps to transfer a car title in like 10 seconds flat.
Yeah.
It frees up mental energy.
That's the key takeaway, really, that freed up cognitive energy. If your brain isn't constantly overwhelmed, just trying to filter the noise, its natural inclination is to create, to imagine, to explore what makes you unique.
So AI manages the info clutter.
So you can focus on flourishing, not just surviving the data flood.
But that flourishing, that wisdom piece, still needs real human connection, right? Like those culture circles you mentioned.
Definitely. Collective human experience grounds the knowledge. AI can generate perspectives, sure, but it can't replicate the unique wisdom that comes from someone else's lived journey.
You need the human element to turn the AI's book morality into something felt, something real.
Couldn't have said it better. That experiential piece is vital.
Okay, so here's the final thought we want to leave you with. Something to chew on as you navigate your own learning with these tools. If you're using AI to get different perspectives on a complex topic, history, philosophy, even your finances, how can you use that same AI to maybe identify the gaps, to create a sort of inventory of the human perspectives it can't give you?
That's a great question.
What unique human viewpoint, what wisdom network, or maybe just conversation partner, do you still need to seek out today to make your understanding truly rich and whole?